Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It should affect our worship, our work. Number three. And if Holly was here, she'd say amen to this. It would affect our witness. Acts 1:8. Holly was a soul winner. Can I use that word extraordinaire? Is that even a good word? That's a big word for me, but she is. That was, we talked about it yesterday at the funeral. That was her life. Sharing the gospel with people all over the world, whether it was here at the farmer's market, wherever, the homeless, wherever. Holly was busy sharing the word of God. She believed the Lord could come at any moment. Acts 1:8. I already talked about this, but ye shall, Acts 1:8 and 11. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the world. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And he said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him going to heaven. In my old Bible, I have a note when on that verse. Basically, what they're saying, you got a job, now get to it. He said, you shall be witnesses. We're to be witnesses. So if we believe the Lord could come at any moment, it affect our worship, our witness, our work. Number four, it will affect our walk with him. Already read 1 John 3, 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Well, we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, have a body like Christ, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has his hope in him, believe that Jesus could come at any moment. He purifieth himself. He keeps himself clean as he is pure. Colossians 3, 4, and 5. Again, it affects our walk. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye appear with him in glory. Mortify, the word mortify means to put to death your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and it goes on and on. It talks about keeping our life clean because Jesus could come at any moment. It affects our walk, our worship, our work, our witness, our walk. How about this? It affects our waiting. Our waiting. By the way, we're the world's worst for waiting. We want it, and we want it now. Well, we're to wait. James 5, 7, 8, and wait with patience. James 5, 7, and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It draweth nigh. Galatians 6, 9. Also it talks about waiting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It affects our weeping. I read this verse yesterday at the funeral. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I got 5, 10, 11. That should be 4, ain't it? In my notes, I think it's 4. I have my note is 5, a typo here. But anyway, Thessalonians 4. Oh, ain't that 4? One of you Bible students, look that up real me. It says, wherefore comfort one another selves together. No, it ain't. Oh, I'm going to turn there.
It's 5.
It is 5. All right, let's go back to... it affects our weeping. Look in 1 Thessalonians number 4. I don't even have that in here. Chapter number 4. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. In effect, our weeping. We know Jesus is coming. We don't sorrow like the ones who lost their loved ones and will never see him again. And then it is right, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. That's that encouraging. So I have a note here. The one who died for us, that whether we're waking or asleep, we should live together with him. It affects our weeping. It affects our watching. I opened our lesson today with this verse. It should affect our watching. We should ever be watching for the Lord. And Doc Adams, when he would sign a letter, every time, he would say, listening for the shout, Dr. Rick Adams. We're never told, listen very close, we're never taught in Scripture for us as Gentiles to look for signs. We're not to look for signs. Signs are for the Jews. This is yes, this is no, this have no idea. Signs are for Jews. We're not to look for signs. What are we to do? We're waiting for a shout. We're to listen. And we hear it here. Now, we have that song, Signs of the Times Are Everywhere. I love that song. And there's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon eastern sky. Lift up your heads, redemption draws. We know Jesus is drawing near. Not just Israel, but the times, our country. Even so, come Lord Jesus. We're in a mess. Well, it affects our watching. Titus 2, 12 and 13. Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is just one of many where it tells us to watch for the coming of the Christ. It will affect our wedding. Our wedding. Hebrews 9:28. I don't have time to dig into this. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. Revelation 19:7-9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And we see that, and he said, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. If it will affect our wedding, I don't have time to dig into this. But if we look for Christ and he was to come today, we're looking for him because it affects our reward. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day. And not to me only, but also to them that love his appearing. They long for his coming. The Lord says, I'm going to give you a crown of righteousness. And Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly. Jesus is speaking. I'll close with this. Time's got away. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, that hold that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. There's some rewards we'll get in heaven. One of them is looking for Christ to return. We love his appearing. We're anticipating his appearing. And John said this in Revelation chapter number 22. Three times Jesus said, I come quickly. I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. And then John said this, and I'll close. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Jesus is coming. Amen. Are you ready? Well, I sure hope so. Father, we love you. We thank you for the morning. Lord, in the promise of your soon coming, Lord, and again, until you come for us, may we be found faithful, serving you, telling others about your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.